This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will be meeting on the debate stage for the first time tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. Millions of voters will get their first opportunity to compare the candidates' policies and personalities side by side on national television for 90 minutes, and that's just 5 weeks before Election Day. Bill Barrow is a political reporter for the Associated Press.
It's a combination where if Trump comes directly at Biden, particularly in a personal way, I think it will be hard for Biden to resist trying to put up a shield there and answer back. But his stated mission is to use the opportunity to make sort of an affirmative case to those voters that I've talked about a lot in the show, who've already decided they really don't want to reelect Trump. They just haven't decided yet whether they do want to hand the keys to Biden.
Meanwhile, the alleged surprise that couldn't wait for October regarding the president's taxes continues to fester. Sagar Magani has this.
The New York Times obtained years of tax return data the president's tried to keep private. They reveal he paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for office, and none in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing more money than he made.
It's totally fake news. Made up fake.
But for a man who chose Mogul as his Secret Service code name, the revelations could tarnish his self-cultivated image as a hugely successful businessman and threaten his standing among blue-collar voters. Biden's been highlighting his own middle-class upbringing while saying the president's lied to his working-class supporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Firefighters say they hope dying winds will allow them to bear down on a wildfire that's exploded in the Northern California wine country. This is VOA News.